Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A man found passed out in his vehicle in Dundas is charged with fifth-degree drugs. 32-year-old Joseph Dillon of Faribault was taken into custody Friday night after a Dundas officer and Rice County deputies responded to a call in the 13,000 block of Dahl Avenue on report of a man passed out in a vehicle with a spoon in his hand and some stuff in a napkin on his lap. According to the complaint, he wouldn't wake up and was sweating. A canine unit indicated controlled substance at the driver's door. They found 0.4 grams of heroin along with a needle and Q-tips used as filters for heroin inside the vehicle. Dillon said he used to abuse pills, but he'd been clean for 8 months. His initial court appearance is September 24th. Preliminary city budgets must be set by the end of September. Northfield Council will meet in a work session tonight to further discuss the 2019 budget. Staff says the levy increase remains at just over $433,000, a 4.9% increase. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and are open to the public. However, no public comment is taken at work sessions. You can view the meeting live online on the city's website. Administrator Martig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. The Northfield School District is in good shape. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman commented on the recent statewide test scores.
And what I'm really proud to say is that we outperformed the state again this year, but we keep getting better at using the data and the information that we get from various tests and assessments to help target our teaching to make sure that every child is improved.
There are 17 tested areas in the MCA. In 13 of those areas, they had a positive proficiency change from last year.
In some cases, as high as a 10% proficiency increase. That's really hard to do.
He added,
we had a nearly 7% increase in our grade 3 reading proficiency. And you heard me talk about how important it is to have kids learning to read by grade 3. Our grade 8 science had a 10% increase in their proficiency, and that doesn't happen by accident.
Even in the areas where they did not improve, they are still above state average. The video of the entire school board meeting will be online on their website later today. Dr. Hillman will be presenting the State of the School address at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon on September 26th. The Northfield Wastewater Treatment Plant's temporary biosolids process equipment was installed over the last month and came online just last week. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said it's still going to be next year before the replacement parts will be installed from the fire that destroyed the equipment early this year. The repairs from the July pre-treatment flood are about 90% complete, but everything is operating in that building. And the NDDC reports the parking lot at 5th and Washington behind Hogan Brothers will be closed this week for resurfacing. Vehicles need to park on the side streets until the project is complete, which should be this Friday. Other municipal parking lots will be resurfaced, as will Washington Street from Woodley to 2nd. All work should be complete before the snow flies. News from around the state is next.